This is CliffCentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life, with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
Presenting the Attorney's Fidelity Fund and the Attorney's Insurance Indemnity Fund on CliffCentral.com. Your champions in the legal profession.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makoko-Klela. Welcome, Lions.
Thank you very much, Gary, and thank you to our podcasters for supporting us.
We have one of our favorite guests back. You know him very well. It's Thomas Harbin, and he's an admitted attorney. He's the general manager of the Attorneys Insurance Indemnity Fund, known as AIIF.
And they're my neighbors, by the way, in Centurion.
Oh, geographical neighbors.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. The this is a further feature in our series on the Attorneys Insurance Indemnity Fund. And the very erudite Thomas Harbin, who writes consistently in the Attorneys magazine, De Rebus, for us attorneys, is here in studio with us. Welcome again. Great to have you.
Good afternoon, Gary, and a pleasure to be back here. Good. Thank you very much for that introduction.
Thomas, you are the very erudite, because I think, I don't know where you get all the material from, but week after week after week, us lawyers read in De Rebus some article that you've written that is of great importance to us. So we appreciate it. You probably lie awake at night thinking, what am I going to write about next week?
I do, Gary. Thank you. And a lot of what I write is taken from, as we call them, war stories, what we see in dealing with claims that have been brought against practicing attorneys.
Okay, so Thomas, let's fire at you the first one. Explain to us, maybe just a little, very briefly, about the Attorneys Insurance Indemnity Fund, what the fund is, and then we'll move on from there.
The AIIF is an insurance company that was established by the Attorneys Fidelity Fund in 1993. The AIIF provides a level of professional indemnity insurance to all practicing attorneys in South Africa. This, we've looked around the world, and as well as in South Africa with other professions as well, and we have not come across a similar scheme anywhere in the world where members of a particular profession get some insurance at no cost to themselves.
Mm. Okay, so basically, if your attorney prescribes your claim or botches your claim or messes up your claim and you suffer a loss due to the negligence of your lawyer, then there's a claim against that lawyer, and that's where you guys kind of fit in. So let's ask you this question. What should a member of the public do if an attorney is negligent in carrying out that instruction?
The member of the public should first of all go and see another attorney. The new attorney will either send a letter of demand or issue summons or take some action in order to demand compensation from the first attorney. The attorney who has breached the mandate or was negligent will then report the matter to us as the AIIF. And if it is a matter that falls within the ambit of the AIIF, we'll deal with it. If the attorney is liable, we will compensate the member of the public.
So the member of the public cannot come to you in the first instance and say, hey, that attorney's messed up my claim. They have to go to someone else who will then, it's a bit like a motor accident. You go and you write a letter to the guy who caused the accident, and then he takes it to his insurance company.
That is correct.
It's a similar kind of thing. Yeah. Okay. What kind of cover, or what is covered, or who is covered by the AIIF?
All practicing attorneys in South Africa are covered by the AIIF. And what we cover are claims arising out of the conduct of the profession, if I can just explain that.
Yes.
This is work that an attorney will normally carry out, whether it's drafting commercial agreements, whether it's conducting litigation for clients, or the drafting of a will for a client, all those types of services that an attorney normally carries out will be covered by the AAAF. However, we have noted that certain activities that attorneys carry out in their firm do not fall within the conduct of the profession, and those aren't covered. If I can give an example, some attorneys in the outlying areas, for example, will maybe act as auctioneers or also act as sheriffs of the court. Those claims aren't covered. Similarly, attorneys who are running investment schemes or Ponzi schemes out of their firms, those are not covered by us, because that falls outside of the conduct of the profession.
Mm-hmm.
And I think attorneys should be careful not to conduct services that fall outside of the conduct of the profession, and if they do, they should know that they won't be covered. And similarly, members of the public should be careful in dealing with the attorney, make sure that you are consulting with an attorney to do the legal work.
Thomas, if I want to find out if my attorney is in good standing with the Law Society and I can deal with him with trust and I know that he's covered, well, just give me an idea. How do I, as a member of the public, handle this?
Your first point of call would be the Law Society, because the Law Society in the area where the attorney practices will be able to give you that information.
Yeah.
But the AAAF will cover an attorney, and this is where the public protection aspect of our services is important. We cover those attorneys who are either in possession of a fidelity fund certificate or liable to apply for one. So if a member of the public instructed an attorney and it turned out that that attorney did not have a fidelity fund certificate, we will still entertain the claim, because in many instances this is information which an ordinary person
wouldn't know about. Okay, so that's good news. So even if my attorney is not up to date and he's in arrears with his subs and that, you still cover him, because yes, he ought to have paid it, and that's really the test. Excellent. What kind of cover is there available? I mean, if my claim, as we heard in the previous podcast, which is a very good one, on road accident matters, a guy loses his legs. He's got a claim of millions at the moment. Is that covered?
Yes, that's covered.
Sorry, if the attorney prescribes it, it doesn't put in the claim, yeah.
Well, the attorney will enjoy a certain level of cover with the AAAF.
Yes.
The amount of cover that an attorney will enjoy is dependent on the number of partners in the firm. It's a sliding scale. For a sole practitioner, it's 1,562,500 rands, whereas it's a large firm of 14 or more partners, the cover is 3,125,000 rands.
The attorney pays no premiums. This is an automatic cover that is provided to attorneys, which covers the public. Well, fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and this is really the. This was an initiative of the Fidelity Fund to protect both the profession and the public.
I guess the question everyone wants to ask, and I know I may be veering here, is where's the money coming from, all this money coming from to get into this fund to cover the lawyer?
Well, this money comes from the interest generated on the attorney's trust accounts. That interest goes to the Fidelity Fund, and one of the services that the fund then carries out is to pay the premium on behalf of practitioners. But I must warn, as all good things come to an end in the near future, when the new Legal Practice Act comes into full effect, attorneys will be called on to make a contribution. But there will be formal communication with the law societies and the profession at that stage.
All good things come to an end.
Can't have a free ride forever.
Damn it.
That was a very good way of actually trying to say prepare yourself,
yeah,
lawyers.
Absolutely. We as lawyers often get asked, or often get leveled the accusation, hey, you're holding on to my money and you're earning the interest on it, so that's why you don't pay me quickly. Truth is, money in trust account does not go to the lawyer himself. It goes to the Law Society.
That is
so, yeah, if we hold your money, it's because we're a bit slow in coming forward, but we don't profit from it, lawyers. That is interesting, isn't it?
That is correct. I'll just put the exception with those lawyers who misappropriate trust monies, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, those are the bad guys. Thomas Hobbin, you're going to be back with us, aren't you, in future? I think you're on our schedule, and we've got so many things to cover. Before I let you go today, because you've come from Centurion, we appreciate it, is there anything you want to add to the discussion before we say tata?
Yes, there is, and this follows on the earlier podcast with Cardinal.
Mm.
And the question that came through. It's important for members of the public, after you've instructed an attorney, don't just walk away and hope that one day the attorney will come back and account to you on what has transpired in your matter. It's important to ask for regular updates. The attorney is the service provider, as you'd expect with any other service provider. Ask them for updates, and in that way, you'll be protecting your own interests. For one, the attorney will be forced to apply his or her mind to your matter so that it doesn't prescribe. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if the attorney receives funds on your behalf or holds funds on your behalf, and you keep asking for an accounting, would you imagine that it
there's
would become more
wrong.
Difficult for the attorney to see it?
There's something wrong. Yeah.
So it's important. Please don't just don't accept an explanation that your matter is being attended to without anything more concrete. Please.
Great advice. Lines, you're with a firm of attorneys at the moment, aren't you, Lines?
Certainly. Sneman Diagra Attorneys. They're very good, and we basically deal a lot with properties and anything to do with litigation and banking law.
Okay, Gareth Cliff is going to charge you for this promotion. You know that, don't you? Lines, your firm is Sneman Diagra.
Yes.
And they're in Pretoria.
We've been in business for the last 8 years. 80 years.
Okay.
The heritage is very strong and the business is good.
For those who don't know, I'm Gary Hertzberg in my firm. My mother rates me one of the finest attorneys in town.
But you're doing very well, Gary. I mean, you're based in Sandton, if I can punt that for you.
Yeah.
And you deal quite a lot with financial irregularity investigations. And you're one of those top lawyers.
Yeah. Many thanks, Lines. And to Thomas Hobbin, it's been an absolute pleasure. We've only scratched the surface. You're going to be back, sir. And I'm really enjoying the entire discussion on this aspect. There's so much more to cover. Thank you to our listeners very much for listening. Until next time, cheers for now.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life. With Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.